We got our guy Isaac Feldman here who used to work with us. He works at the Sports Network. He fought last week and won.
Winner by knockout from Long Island, New York, Isaac Feldman.
Here's the problem with that. Now with the proliferation of MMA.
Yes.
You ain't got anybody.
You have no idea.
Because that dude Isaac, who's a great kid.
Yeah.
You'd look at him and go, I'll probably have this guy. I can handle this guy.
He'd kill you in 30 seconds.
What? Right. Hey! And they're like, God damn, I had the wrong guy.
Welcome to the Ike to Gon.
What's up, everybody? Ike Feldman back for another Iketagon.com episode. This one's a little different. I'm recording it at night. You might hear some noises, maybe the chopping of vegetables or meats or the sprinkling of seasonings and maybe the flushings of toilet or the showerings of a shower. You may hear all those noises and more in the background. My wife is home. I usually record this right before she gets home so she doesn't hear all this weirdness. She actually ran into the other room so she wouldn't be a part of this. She actually thought I was going to drag her into this episode, which she doesn't know nada about current events in the mixed martial arts world. So I'll keep her far away. She could stay in the kitchen. Stay in the kitchen. I'm just kidding. I'm not chauvinist. I'm chauvinistic? That's not even a word. I'm not a chauvinist. I'm extremely... No, I'm not. See? She's already involved. So anyway, thank you guys for the downloads, the Mind, Body, Soul podcast, the MMA Mavericks podcast with Mike Strock and I, or Mike and Ike. Everything's going well. We actually got our first sponsor, Puma. Just kidding. They should be sponsored, but since they're not, I'm going to cover up their symbol on the shirt. They are not sponsoring the Iketagon. Still working on my coffee sponsorship, but we have a real sponsorship on the MMA Mavericks called Simply Safe. If you're not a UFC fighter, if you don't know any of the arts, get Simply Safe. I believe it's for only 50 cents a day. That's pretty cheap for home security and for the, the peace of mind for 50 cents a day. So get Simply Safe. Moving on. The coronavirus, the CVD _19 or -19, whatever the medical term is, the virus that is now worldwide has struck or crossed over into the sports world. The NBA season has shut down. I believe the MLB season, they're gonna postpone. And now the UFC, it's reached all the way to the mixed martial arts world. One championship, an Asian-based or Singapore-based fight league. They're conducting their events in front of empty arenas. It's just, I believe, the local media members and the coaches and the staff that are in the arenas for those events. And the UFC has followed suit. Bellator MMA has followed suit. Bellator has an event tomorrow night in Mohegan Sun, Connecticut, and they actually canceled it or postponed it completely. The UFC, I guess, they're feeling it out because the event that takes place tomorrow is in Brazil. We haven't heard much about the coronavirus reaching Brazil. And I think Dana White wants to continue the show, not disrupt the flow of things, but is taking procedures to prevent any further spread. I mean, you're still flying your fighters from the States or from other countries into Brazil to compete, but they're doing what one championship is doing, where it's just staff, some media, coaches, and it's going to be a fight that's in front of no fans. And Brazil is known to bring the ruckus and bring the noise, and it's going to be awkward. It's going to be different. But the show goes on, I guess. I don't understand it. There's an event in Columbus, Ohio in a couple of weeks. There's an event in Brooklyn next month, and that's a big one. That's Khabib Nurmagomedov against Tony Ferguson. Who knows how far this is going to go with the UFC? I guess they're handling this week by week, and so far they will continue the show, but it's not smart because it's playing it too close. I understand you're not having the fans there, and I understand you're testing the fighters for fevers or for illness and making sure that they're coming up the sponsor again, making sure that they're not spreading anything, but you're still flying them on a plane. It better be private flights. If the UFC really cares about their show and their athletes, they should fly the athletes around on private airplanes and make travel really easy and really accommodate the athlete. It would show that the UFC cares for them and they're not just trying to squeeze dollars or squeeze ratings and commercial money, because that's where they make most of their dollars from, their TV deal and broadcast deal with ESPN and with the sponsorships on TV, not just the ticket sales or the price of vendors in the arena or whatever the UFC would get from on-site budget, or excuse me, profit, whatever the UFC would get from profit from on-site with the fights. They know what they're doing, and Dana White has been, just like every other big business executive at times, very greedy. And it's scary because the fighter safety should be the number one precaution. The NBA is not continuing their season for a reason. It has affected some of their players and their teams and the leagues, and they want to respect the virus and not try to squeeze out a couple of more dollars. I guess they could do what the UFC does, where they continue the season with no fans. But the NBA has games to play with. MLB has games to play with, where they can kind of cut the fat for some of those games. Yeah, they lose some of the vendors and the jersey sales or merchandise sales in stadium, but the seasons, they're so long that you could trim the fat in terms of extra games. I guarantee you the NBA will be looking and praying and hoping that they are back in time for the NBA playoffs, which is in April. MLB, I believe they could sacrifice they could sacrifice games. So I mentioned that you might hear noises with the chopping board, the toilet, or somebody running in the background. What do you know? It's a phone call. That should have been the number one on the list. If there was a family feud, there's a family feud for what noises you would hear in the background of a recording, a telephone chime or a ring would probably be the top two. So anyway, back to the point about the virus. NBA, MLB, they can make adjustments. Thanks, love. Can't wait to eat. But the UFC, they have less games to play with, I guess. Less events to play with. I guarantee you the NFL would probably do the same thing. They would play games in front of empty stadiums. Just have the staff, coaches, players, maybe family members, as long as they're vetted and cleared. But I could see the NFL copying the UFC's style and just broadcasting in front of no fans, but keeping the TV dollars, because that's where it's at. And MLB in NBA, it's cheaper because there's 80 games or 82 games in the NBA, and there's 162 games in baseball. And cut that in half, that's the UFC. They have about 40 events a year. The NFL has even less. With the playoffs, they have about 21 weeks or events per year. So it sucks because money is still the cash cow that makes the world go around. And I don't know if it would be Dana White or Roger Goodell getting sick, or one of their elite athletes, a Tom Brady or Conor McGregor, getting sick, that things would get shut down. And I figure that's a very likely outcome. If one of their athletes or one of the high-level executives got sick, that they would shut things down. But hopefully everybody smart, cautious, careful, strategic, aware of their surroundings. Be aware of what you're touching. Wash your hands. I'm running a load of laundry in between recording this episode. I'm washing my jacket. I usually wash it maybe once every other year, but I've washed it twice this winter, and I'm gonna wear a mask, gloves. I'm gonna be that guy. There's no shame in being extra precautious, because it wouldn't be worth it to get sick. The symptoms are awful, but and it's scary. If you're a UFC fighter, you're cutting a lot of weight, your immune system's already diminished from depleting yourself of vitamins, water, dehydrating yourself. Your body's eating itself, so you are extremely vulnerable to any virus or any germ or any bacteria. And I don't know if that was on the back of Kevin Lee's mind. Kevin Lee, who is the co-headliner along with Charles Oliveira in Brazil. This is back to the Brazil card. Kevin Lee has had weight cutting issues in the past. He's missed weight, I believe, once, at least once, maybe twice. And two for two. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but my phone is just going. It's going to vibrate off the ledge right now. Yep. Nope. I'm not moving. So, yeah. A phone ring would be the number one thing on a Family Feud of what could possibly go off in the background of a recording in somebody's apartment. So, yeah, Kevin Lee missed weight by 2.5 pounds, weighed in at 158 and 1.5 pound, and he missed weight by 2.5. It's supposed to be the limit is 156, and his opponent, Charles Oliveira, has made weight easily. Charles Oliveira is the co-owner of the most submissions in UFC history with Damian Maia, another Brazilian. And if Charles Oliveira gets this win over Kevin Lee, that would be astonishing and the biggest win of his career. And he could be two more fights from a title. I think he's going to miss the wave of the Khabibs and the Conors. But Charles Oliveira, if he beats Kevin Lee, or vice versa, if Kevin Lee beats Charles Oliveira, a big fight between a Cowboy Cerrone or a Justin Gaethje, Dustin Poirier, Dan Hooker, Tony Ferguson is on the horizon. So this is a huge fight, and it's in the midst of a world crisis, and there's a lot of pressure on these fighters. Kevin Lee is the first to blink by not making weight, but let's see if he can make up for it with a great performance tomorrow in Brazil, and I'll tune in. I've been kind of out of the picks flow. I don't know. I haven't been It's not bad to enjoy the events without having a dog in the fight or rooting against a fighter because you picked the other guy. But it's been nice to just go in, may the best man win or woman, and come out with great storylines and kind of a neutral talking point. So that's it. Ictagon number 14 in the books. Thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you guys for the downloads and subscriptions of the Mind, Body, Soul podcast. Mind, Body, Soul. And the MMA Mavericks podcast with Mike Straka. Really appreciate it. We have big guests already. Have big guests coming next week. And hopefully this virus gets dwindled down to nothing and everybody can breathe. This is for everybody who wanted their life to be a Netflix show or an action show. Here you go, people. Here's your crisis. Not good. Not good. But I hope everybody's staying clean, staying calm, staying cool. We'll get past this collectively. I believe it. I believe it. So, till next time, Ike Feldman at Iketagon.com. Iketagon. Later.
Turn off your damn phone.